And we're back!
Oh!
Good day, everybody. Two sexy fucking males.
Oh.
Sorry.
Feminine males.
I was looking for alliteration. Sexy fucking freaks.
Ooh. And welcome back to the sexy females of the day.
That's Cramp the Stupid here.
Hey, if any other guy can get woman of the year, how come we can't get female podcaster of the year?
God damn right, dude. Mm. I feel like I got an innie. It may be my belly button, but it's still a
it
fucking innie.
You can come in a belly button. It's fine. It's real fine. Just don't look it out yourself. That's weird.
It's you can reach your belly button? That's fucking impressive.
No, I cannot reach my belly button. But I'm saying you shouldn't look come out of my belly button, and I won't look come out of yours.
The 69 cum bucket. The belly button's the bucket. Here's the deal. Can
What's
your
the deal?
Deal go up past your belly button?
When yeah.
Dude. Think of how many sad souls out there cannot do that.
That's a long thing to be around about, because if you're not square, you're long.
How much do you think your dick weighs? Genuinely, like it, like flaccid or boner. I don't. Does that? Wait a minute.
Your dick don't weigh more. It does. It has to.
Does it weigh more hard?
Well, yeah, because you got blood in there. Isn't that what it is? The blood saturation, and it causes it to swell.
Oh my God!
So really, a hard dick is actually just is bruised.
Does a
Your dick is bruised.
But does it get instantly unbruised? Hold on, dude. This is Scientology.
Wait a minute. I'm going to
Google.
Hold on.
Guys, we didn't make it 4 minutes into the podcast. We're already on the Google frame.
Does a soft dick weigh less than a hard dick?
Dude, fucking crazy. That is crazy.
I'm just going to have to type this one out.
Yeah, this is one for the typing. But how much do you think yours weighs?
Soft dick.
Like, okay, hard or however you want to set it on a goddamn weight, a scale thing.
And a hard dick.
Hold on. Kara! Come here. I'm going to get it. We're going to get a scale in here. It's time. I mean, we're probably not going to be able to air this. We're probably going to bleep this out, but we'll go to some sort of logo. Y'all see it. We're going to try to get a scale. Hey, can you find a scale? Yeah. Will you look for it? All right. Hell yeah. She's got one of them scales for like her little bath bombs, her little, you know, them like fragrant bombs you put in your bath, also known as bath bombs. Kara's F-bombs.
There's no weight difference between a soft and hard penis. How is that possible?
Dude, this is kind of wild right now. Hang on. It's hard to think that it can't weigh more. Or it doesn't weigh more. How does it not weigh more? But maybe it's like a slinky. Hold on a minute. A slinky isn't going to weigh more extended than it does completely shrunk. Right? Right.
I'm curious why I'm over 30 and I haven't ever asked myself if my dick weighs more when it's hard versus soft.
See, guys, this is why. We're fucking groundbreaking here. We're going to figure this out throughout. At some point in this podcast, the scale is going to enter the chat.
Hold on.
Here, let's tally. Give me a weight, and I guess it's in grams. Give me a weight in grams. She's got the scale. Okay. There's going to be peen on that. So, did you clean it for us?
There was bath bomb dust on it.
That's a little spice.
Let's see.
Do you think this thing's going to have enough to weigh?
Yeah. I don't know.
You can weigh anything.
That's a good point.
Here's pounds and ounces.
Here, let's see how much this one weighs.
That's for fluid ounces. That's for liquid.
This is awesome, guys. All right, we're in grams. Surely we got like at least 5 grams.
Oh.
All right, this is a finger skateboard here.
14 grams.
Oh,
do you
15, it stopped moving. Finger skateboard weighs 15 grams. Are you over or under 15 grams in penile?
Dude, definitely over 15 grams.
Well, hang on. Can I hold your fingerboard for a second? I got to test this here. I'll do it away from the camera so at least this could air.
I'm just taking it straight to the corner and finding out. I'm guessing 47 grams. I don't know.
Gary, I don't know. Dude, I don't know. Dude, I don't know, man. I don't know. All right, he's taking this into the bathroom. Wait, just do it here in the corner. It ain't gonna fucking hurt nothing. I got Germex for the. All right, Gary's got his. I'll explain this because we ought to do it off camera.
Balls?
No balls. You can't do balls for the. We can do a full. Guys, We're literally going to see who's got more dick here by weight. Thank God I got Germex. Hey, thanks to the no-show Eddie for the advanced hand sanitizer. If you have watched our previous podcast, this was a gift on the Christmas podcast, and it's coming in handy. Who would have thought?
Come on, fix that. It's stuck on whatever that is.
Dude, you're in milliliters. All right. Hold on, guys. This is... That's fluid ounces. That's grams. All right. Try not to tap anything. Motherfucker. Dude, you got more hair on your upper thigh than I do on my entire leg. That makes no sense. I got the gene pool of a fucking skinless cat. Or hairless cat, that is. Try not to move it around. Don't be pushing up into it. Don't be trying to cheat here.
Dude, it's saying zero.
All right, here. Turn around. Set it on the table. And then set it on there until it...
It's going to millions.
All right, hold on. We'll fix this. Set it on there.
Test out my balls here.
All right, here's the bean bag, and this is almost off camera. It's okay. We'll
here, turn the camera a little bit all the way.
Slight turn. All right, for the bean bag, no weight, and I'm judging this. Hold steady. We're gonna call that. Fuck, that's tough, man. 34 grams. I think that's a fair.
I think it's 331.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, there's no point. 300. All right, lift up slightly. Right there. That's your max right there. We're talking 130 range. Right at about... God damn, I think so sensitive.
Boink.
So 140. All right, I'm gonna Germex this.
Here, I'm gonna turn you out of the camera now.
I'm gonna weigh the old bean, all the penile. Dude, look at that's 3 grams right there.
All right, so I think my bean bag, what was it at? 140,
I think.
140, that's the big 140.
That's a pronounced fucking bean bag.
I don't know how much weed, what's a gram of weed go for anymore?
A gram, like 20, I think.
Dude, I could sell my sperm for a lot of money right now.
All right, so we're at zero. Pre-test. Come on, damn it. Bro, I think you broke it.
You put too much Germex on it. I don't know if you're supposed to get that thing wet.
Oh, you can. All right.
We're having some technical difficulties.
Oh,
I think.
Go.
Wait,
right,
wait. No more technical difficulties. Okay, Sam's going to weigh out his bean bag now in grams.
How am I not on that camera?
Hold on.
Are the bean bag? Ooh, I got the extra straggler. It's going to help.
I know.
No. Bro, you was leaning into it. Look.
No, that was me picked up.
Look, here's mine set. Son of a bitch, I'm lightweight. We're talking about 25.
Here, hold on. Let me just try it out really quick without you. What's going on here?
Wait a minute. Oh, that's why. Hold on. That's tear. All right, I'm figuring this out, guys. Son of a bitch.
I think you're supposed to wait just in the middle, not the edge, which is going to be hard to do.
It's getting a tear weight. Okay, so we're going to do it with this makes sense. So that's the tear weight. It's got to have some sort of, it's weird. All right, so here. Okay, that's more realistic.
See, I'm trying not to be biased here. I'm trying to leave just. I think that's it right there.
89.
About 88. We're going back in time. All right. You want some Germ-X? You good?
Well, I don't care.
He's going to slap his balls right where my balls were. All right, so I'm at 88, and we fixed the problem. We're at tear weight here. Try to pick just slightly up, but not too much.
I'd say you're probably. See, it's kind of hard. It's hard to judge if you're into it too much, because it doesn't take much. Just.
I think.
Here's how we're going to do this. Just take the peen.
99.
Take the peen and put it on there.
With everything?
Nope, just your peen.
It wouldn't register. Try it. It won't register.
All right, hold on.
So what it's looking like here is I've got one of those from like the measuring things that you measure your suitcase with. It's like a handle that has a hook on it, and I think we're just gonna have to measure our bean bag and cock and balls with that. All right,
so
soon.
This is a 7 grams.
So why is it changing now?
Well, it's a 7 because it's the tear weight. What's on it? There you go. All right. See, now if you go to where it takes all the weight off your peen, or here, just like this.
It doesn't.
Hold that. See, I'm linear with it, but I'm not pushing down. See, I can push down. So you just let it drop on there, have a little bit of a gap here.
There ain't no way I think the weight is that. It's got to be more than that.
All right, guys. Well, fucking Mythbusters didn't work out today. This is a damn shame. That was such a fun fucking idea. But there's just got to be better ways. Maybe we should put... Maybe there's somebody who can weigh it with their mouths or something.
Zena!
Let me get my dog in here. I got some peanut butter. All right.
But, look, I've got one of those handle things, and it has, like, a hook that hangs down. And I'm thinking just, like, hook your dick in there to where it just, you know...
It'll lift it a little?
It'll lift it, and it'll let you know how much it weighs. And it's going to work probably more than that.
I mean...
Because that thing's kind of awkward to use. Because you got a lot of, like, you're leaning into it. And
yeah, you could really... God damn it. Right? That went down.
370, okay?
It's done by bars or something like that, I didn't change it yet. So what's up, dog? What's been good, dude?
Working my life away, and I'm about to quit my job. Not really, but I feel like it. I'm sure you're right there with me.
Oh, dude, 100%. I'm so sick of working. I'm so sick of not doing what I want to do, which is why, you know, this is why in the next week or so I'm going to go do a stand-up.
Right.
Eddie was telling me about a place that's pretty good.
Are we trusting his judgment right now?
Well, it doesn't matter about his here, back. Let me tell you something about him. It doesn't matter about his judgment. He can, whether he shows up there or not, it's one thing, but me going and doing it myself is another. So I'm going to go do it in a week. I'm going to see how bad it is, see how good it is, see how fun it is, see how tough it is, blah, blah, blah. All right, well, what did we figure out, man? I mean.
Well, I think what we figured out is that skill is not the appropriate thing to wear a cock and balls on because there's too much pressure when you lean into it. But with that being said, I have a handle for measuring like suitcases and stuff for the airport.
Yeah.
And it's got a hook. It's a handle with a little, the LED screen on it, and it's got a hook on it, and that hook is perfect.
Like a damn fish penile. Wire. It's a fish wire.
It's exactly what it is. And it's perfect penile, like a U for a uvula right there, and you just slide your dick and balls in there.
So does the dick got to smell like a fish, or?
Preferably not.
Oh,
but
okay.
This is a judgment-free zone. This is like Planet Fitness, so if it happens to, it happens to. But
is there restrictions for the weigh-in? If we have period blood on it, you know, because what we're trying to do is weigh in the most, right? Aren't we supposed to? The
yes.
most heavy penis. So what's our restrictions? Can we oil it down?
I'm going to throw a lot of peanut butter on mine and duct tape.
Let's just see. I'm going to put a bunch of sinkers in my foreskin. Like, you see them guys who were in the fishing tournament, and they put a bunch of sinkers inside the fish to win, and they got caught. They'd been making a fortune off of this shit. They got caught for filling the fish with these heavy sinkers to make them weigh more. Basically, you got like a 3-pound fish that weighs like 5 or 6. It's like, what the fuck?
Dude. Growing up, we used to have with aluminum cans. When you go and you take them to the recycling bin, we'd fill them up with rocks and gravel. Not everyone, but a lot of them. So you go in there and it weighs a bunch and you get a lot of money back. But it's really like you got like 10 pounds of cans and you get paid for 30.
Dude, I had a friend who had a, he's from a hick family, bro. They, you know, recycling was like their line of business.
I know exactly. Are you talking about who we went up New Albany with that one time, dropping all that stuff off?
No, actually not. But no, not him. Nope.
That was a high end hick, if you ask me.
That's that was like a fucking
dropping washers, and he's the only guy I know that went and picked it like 4 or 5 washers, a refrigerator, dishwasher and a dryer.
Gang, gang.
And somehow we only got $10 out of it each.
Barely covered the gas.
Oh, shit.
Goddamn, dude. So, tomorrow.
What's tomorrow?
Well, when this airs, this will be up. No, Monday. Sorry. This will air on Monday. I'm gonna upload this Monday.
Mm-hmm.
My ridiculousness clip airs.
What, tomorrow?
That's pretty cool. Monday, the 17th. I got an insider. The guy who...
Wouldn't that be cool if our clips get on the same episode?
Dude.
I don't think they're going to play my clip. I don't know.
So when you did your... I mean, we don't have to dig into this because it's just banter and...
Well, I mean, nobody's heard about it, so I'm sure they want to, but...
But I mean, just the contract logistics, what you got to watch out for when you sign up for these kind of things.
So did that guy, Ben, is he the one who hit you up?
No, it was another guy. And he, you know, there's probably, I would say, at least 50 of these people, if I had to guess a number.
I can't remember what the company's name was, but this dude named Ben hit me up about one of my TikTok clips that went pretty viral.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we negotiated a price a little bit and signed the, you know, I already did the tax forms. You did tax forms, I'm assuming, with yours?
Yeah, they had like me sign.
W-2 type thing or something, and a waiver and release waiver. On yours, did you choose, like, you can completely sell the clip, you can do split ownership of the clip, or you can keep the clip and not get any money? Or you get a little bit of money.
It was $100. You keep the clip. You keep all the rights. They can air it one time. It's a one-time air. But they cannot relicense it out. $300, it's partial. They can relicense it and air, blah, blah, blah. And then $500 was they get it. They own the clip. You sold the rights.
You must have had a different company then, because I can't remember exactly what the prices was on mine, but that was not close to... I think that the... If I'll just let them use it, I think you don't get paid no money.
Oh, wow.
But and then the middle one was a little bit more than that, and I don't even know.
A little bit more than free.
Yeah, no, a little bit more than $500 or whatever you're saying.
Yeah.
But, I gave them the rights and signed the rights away to split ownership of it, and they're going to put on ridiculousness. And I've seen it on, you know, that guy and his grandpa, or that guy and his grandma that always makes all the clips.
The guy with the older grandma, she's funny as hell.
They released it. Like, there's like three or four other companies that released that clip because I signed the rights away, but it never got dropped from ridiculousness, or they didn't find an episode or a spot to put it in there. So I hit the dude up because when you were talking about yours, I was like, I don't think I've ever got paid for that.
Right.
And I hit him up, and they were like, well, here's the deal. It was on ridiculousness, so we don't have to pay you.
Exactly.
And it was like a gray area. And I was like, even though you contracted it out and put it out for all these people, and they're like, yep, because you only get paid if it's on the actual show itself.
That's the dirty shit. I'm glad. I think whenever I was about to sign for this, I was like, it looks good. The big money looks good. But, dude, anybody who ever gets hit up by anybody for a ridiculousness show, fail army, shit like that, you have to watch the wording. Because like you just said, and you helped me not get screwed on this, whether you know it or not, but you told me, well, hey man, I looked and I never got paid or whatever. And they said that they can, you know, they get the rights. They don't buy the rights until it airs. They don't have to pay you until it airs.
Right. So it's very shitty.
They're paying you that $500 in my case, or whatever it might've been. That money isn't paid until it airs on ridiculousness. That's in the contract. Now they have the rights to the clip to relicense it, re-give it out. But they don't have to pay you in lieu of it airing on ridiculousness.
Wait, did you sell it completely right out?
Nope. $100.
Yeah.
They can only air it once. And I'm not sure if I get paid for reruns or if it's a one episode air. I didn't.
Well, here's the thing. Ridiculousness reruns all the time. So, you know, there's another gray area.
That'd be nice if that was the case. And I think it said a one time air. Right. Like I said, I know that.
I don't think with the one time that they can sell your clip out.
No, they can't. No, that's the whole thing. I retain all rights.
Right.
And I retain all licensing rights, which means they have no right to relicense it.
Was one of the ones that they made you sign was an embarrassment waiver? That, like, if you, it was pretty much saying that this clip can be used to degrade you, all this other stuff, and you had to sign this thing saying that you couldn't press charges against them for how they talk about you or the negative effects of you from that video clip airing.
Yeah, I think there was some language in that the main contract that I signed. But other than that, you know, I don't really recall it. And I don't – look at us, brother.
Right.
Think of some of the shit that we do.
You know
– I literally have a toilet bowl in the car, bro. So as far as degrading, I think I'm doing a good enough job that myself. As far as – the passenger seat of my car is a toilet bowl anyways.
But other than that, other than Sunday, what's been up? your show airing tomorrow?
Oh, Monday. Yeah.
Monday?
Today. Yeah, Monday is what I meant to say. I thought today was Sunday. No, when this motherfucking thing airs, right before it, or this will air that morning, whatever, that evening. I don't know if it's the first or second episode, but it's cool. That dude who hooked it up, he held my hand the whole way and fucking basically said, I asked him, hey, man, when's this airing? Because I got a thing for it. They made a bill for it on this. It's literally called like bill.com or some shit like that. And you go there and you sign up.
Yeah, I did something like that.
And they made you a, what's that one? Like you write up something and you're trying to get somebody to pay it.
Oh, it's a,
God damn, what the fuck is
contract?
Not a contract. A
waiver?
No, man. It's like when you bill them. What's that bill?
Oh, invoice.
Invoice. Yeah. Thank you. They invoiced me for $100 as in they're going to pay me $100. And then they paid it. And it's already been sent over and all that good stuff. And then I hit the guy up and he said it's going to air the 17th. So
you better hit him up and be like, listen, I know it's $100, but I want my money.
No, it's already paid.
They already paid you.
Paid and in my account.
You already seen the money.
100%. It's in my account and everything.
Really?
Because they locked it into an episode. That's the part. That's when it pays. It's either when it airs or when it's locked in.
Hmm.
So it's locked in. It's been in. Apparently, dude, hey. On a different note, same subject, fucking Rob Beardek's crazy. Have you seen the way that he, like, records those episodes and how long it takes?
He was on an interview with it was a podcast I watched. It was him.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just him on his own podcast.
Something like that, yeah.
I don't know, but yeah, he's got it to where, like, he could film, like, 6 episodes in a day.
Yeah, they're like...
He can figure it out, like, how the breaks, and he went from, like, a half an hour to down to 20 minutes per session. Which is pretty crazy because he said time is money, and he's not wrong about that.
I mean, literally, the episodes are only 22 minutes long when you count commercials and everything. Like, the actual aired episode is only 22 minutes.
I feel like Ridiculousness took over, like, the slot for America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah, by far.
Because, like, with that MTV backing, it has more of an appealing look to it than versus just, like, kid-friendly. You know, everybody thinks MTV is more adult-oriented, I guess.
Well, and when you look at it, they're taking, I don't know if AFV, the America's Funniest Home Videos, I don't think that they have the style of, like, pulling TikTok videos and stuff. And everybody has a TikTok.
Is that show still on anymore?
I see ads for it that say, like, $10,000 for the funniest video, this and that, blah, blah, blah. So they must still be doing something or trying to. But, hey, let's go to a different little note here. Let me fucking pan this over to show this sweet-ass decoration in the podcast room. Hold on.
Behind old G-Bird here. Hopefully I don't fuck this up, because this is... What is that there, bruh?
Well, Duke Energy, really big in the top left corner, it says, paid to the order of Harrison County Community Foundation for $5,000, the date of 4/11/2023, for $5,000 for the Corden Skate Park Rain Garden.
Yes, sir.
Signed by Duke Energy.
Yes, sir. That shit's official, dude.
And if y'all want its routing number, it's 000000000000.
Hey, remember that time we was on a road trip and we called like a... Yeah.
This thing don't want to hold up that well.
That's a heavy-ass camera. Remember we was... we was on that...
Playboy?
Yeah, remember... No, remember when we were on there and we used somebody's credit card number? Yeah, I can't remember.
I don't remember this. Hold on.
We called to get like a... It was either like a dirty talk thing. I know it was me and you. A dirty talk thing. And we did like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, like the 8 or whatever numbers. Then we changed the last one to not in order.
Was it one of ours that we changed something on?
No. Maybe it was because I don't know if you could do 1, 2, 3, 4. But I know it worked. Mm-hmm. And we got in there and it was like $1 a minute or something for dirty talk. Dude, I know we did. I think we did it on a trip up to like Philadelphia or New York or some shit. But anyways, just related to that, I was just recalled that.
Yeah, that's
shit
what they funny. Did right there. They just made up a fake check number, and they were like, here, let's hope it goes through.
They charged the very first human being to ever get an account, apparently. I wonder who that was. Who's the first person to ever have a bank account?
Ethiopians. It had to have been.
How much do you think they put in there the first time?
1 penny. That's all they had back then. They were still building the foundation.
The community foundation? All right, so what's this trips you got coming up, dog? I know you got some fucking trips coming up. You got several trips. This guy's a traveling, non-family, having-ass man.
Let's see here. This year, I know we've talked about the... Okay, I'll start from the farthest to the closest. This year, Oktoberfest in Germany, if it works out, which I'm pretty sure it will.
And we're all going on that. Going,
are you saving it back? Money for
we're all... I'm going. Okay. Because right now, I have... declared no drinking until Oktoberfest begins. And I want to make this a stipulation very public as far as that way it's undeniable. The fact is, as soon as Oktoberfest starts, when does Oktoberfest start in Germany?
September 16th.
Okay, well, apparently in 1810 it was on October 17th. So you say September 16th?
Yeah, 16th through the 24th of
so
October.
So on September 16th, when it begins, I can begin drinking. Now, I don't have to be there.
Yeah, you don't want to be a lightweight when he goes there.
I'm telling you, dude.
Dude, you're going to drink one beer and end up in a prison in Munich or something.
But I plan on knowing a great amount of German before I go there. I plan on knowing a lot of German. And I'm doing pretty good so far.
You're,
I know
you're going to get to a certain amount, and then you're going to be like losing information.
Yeah.
Unless you'll learn so much. Unless you're talking to somebody, you're going to start losing it because you can't, I don't know what it is. You can learn everything up to this certain point. So, you know, you go through the first milestone, second milestone, third milestone. And then once you're up to the fourth milestone, you'll start remembering 3 to 4, but forgetting everything before that.
Right.
So unless you're actually like speaking, talking to somebody, working on a conversation, like you're building a structure on learning the language, but you're not going
to
like,
you have to apply it.
Yeah. You'll go back and you'll prod through your notes or whatever and like remember it, but it's not going to be vivid in your memory, I guess.
Yeah, I think it's something that's got to be exercised every day.
Right. I know like Babbel, they say it's great for starting out, but unless you're actually fluently speaking with somebody, you're not learning it.
Yeah.
I mean, you're learning it, but you're not learning the method of speaking. It's kind of like being a black belt, you know. You have to be able to, in order to be a black belt, you have to be able to like foresee and like know how to move around and stuff. So.
Or be attacked by people. But you was doing that with Italian, weren't you?
Yeah.
Learning it?
Yeah, I mean, I still mess around with it, but I'm at the point where I could, like, read shit. And,
yeah.
But I was trying to, like, figure out how to speak it, but I'm like, you know, most of the places I'm going to is not going to be, like, I would need to speak it.
Right.
And I'm just like, if I want to learn a language full on, I think it's going to be Spanish. And it's pretty similar, so I got a pretty good base structure off of Italian for learning Spanish.
Oh,
but,
for sure.
I don't know. I was just kind of like, I think I was getting really burnt out with work and stuff too, because I was focusing too much time on work. And I was like, if I've got like 2 hours off at night, I'm not spending like an hour doing this every night.
Yeah,
and
dude.
I was just like, so now it's like once a week I'll get on there and just kind of prod around or something just to kind of keep it fresh in my memory until my trip. But that goes back to my second trip or my next trip after my next trip, which is Italian Italy in next month.
I'm sitting here across from a goddamn, this is a fucking aeroplane right here. He's not even a human being.
Not anymore. I'm just a whole bunch of travel miles built up in a flesh suit.
Can I cash that ass out, baby? What was the next trip? Okay,
Italy is May 13th through the 24th. I'm going to be out there doing the Italian thing. And then next week, I head up to Boston on the 19th until the 24th.
Damn.
24th. And then I come straight back, and the next day I got to work in Lexington.
Yeah,
so, I mean, it's kind of like, I don't know. It's nice to get away, but I feel like everything is so pressurized that you just even getting away feels like it's a chore almost anymore.
But, you know, I think a lot of it is that we're just not living out our dream. I'm being honest with you, bro. I feel like an honest man right now. It's just that, I mean, don't give me – everything's, you know, especially with me buying a house, everything's so work-based.
Well,
I got to make this much money.
You have to now. You're like pinned in on a certain set amount that you have to bring in now.
Yeah.
And it's an outrageous amount, I'm sure. So you're kind of like tied at the feet when it comes to all that stuff.
Yeah.
A little bit more than me because I don't have too many bills when it comes to it like that. I'm pretty fortunate in that matter. But then again, you got a house, so you have like the benefits from doing it. But
yeah, it's like a bank.
I can imagine.
I'm just putting money in the bank and all the updates and shit. Doing all these fucking home renovations and all that stuff, everything I'm doing. And I'm doing like some King of the Hill type shit, boy. I'm about to be riding around on a tractor, seeding my yard and shit. Do I really do that? I'm about to do that.
What are you getting, a John Deere? Getting that cut?
I don't know, man. A Kubota? I don't know. Maybe I can get a deal off Kubota. We've done their booth so many damn times.
Get a, what's that shit that Paul just got? My uncle Paul just got a lawnmower. It's
bro, don't.
It looks like a tiger. Is that tiger stripes on it?
The one with the machine guns on it. Remember that one booth that we set up that's got the machine gun lawnmower?
I don't know if he paid $23,000 yeah. for it. More than
yeah, let me do that
right
real
now.
Quick, dog. Let me do that. Let me fucking take out a damn second mortgage just for that. Jesus Christ.
I can't remember. Skaggs, maybe? Is that sound? No, not Skaggs.
No. Intimidator.
No, that's not sound.
You sure?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's orange, and it's got like tiger stripes.
I thought that was Intimidator. I don't know, though. Maybe not.
He got it from one of those guys over there. They gave him a cash discount.
I'm a fucker pay cash for a Lamborghini probably right now. You fucking Lamborghini.
Other than that, Germany trip, you got any trips planned out for the summer? I think we might touch base on this a little bit before, but
trips are just fun to talk about because they're just so bewildering. Yellowstone, I'm going to Yellowstone, taking my son on the Core Discovery. I just found a tent in my garage. I'm about to go camp out with him to get a little practice in because
has he been camping before?
Well, I'm gonna do is I'm gonna do it in the backyard, get a fire and everything, right? Mm-hmm. But then I'm gonna set up some wild fucking scenarios, dude. I'm gonna get a bear costume. I'm gonna come and I'm literally motherfucking attack him.
I'll come over with the bear costume and climb the fence.
Yeah, yes, yes. I'm gonna teach him how to bury the shit and stuff in the backyard. You know what I mean? And then we're gonna write.
All fun and games till Xena comes in holding the shit.
No, I'm gonna make Kara a treasure map until I got her something nice. And, like you
remember
did.
When I did
like,
that?
Exactly. Write her a fucking treasure map and have her dig up something real nice.
So I'm not gonna name who it was. I'm not really friends with him anymore. He went down a very despicable drug path.
Fuck
but I'm like not about that. But anyway, he was at his old house. I took this shit and it was big and it was hard. Like you could pick it up and shake it wouldn't break in half. So
you could fucking dig the hole with it.
You
didn't need
a
shovel.
If I would have taken this turd, hit you in the head with it. It would have knocked you out. Okay,
clubber.
But I buried this turd in mulch, about six inches down in mulch, and I made this elaborate treasure map. And he followed all the clues. You know, went around. It was just a whole bunch of built up shit. And he came to this spot and he figured out. He was like, "Well, this looks kind of been like it's been messed with." So he dug it up and he picked up this shit. He couldn't even tell it was a shit. It just looked like a stick covered in mulch. And he goes like, "What is this?" He goes like, "Oh, no, that better not be a shit."
And that the same dude, was it you who jumped off the roof and landed on that trash can? Remember when you got your nuts on the edge of the trash can?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, fuck. We need to go roof hopping again real soon. I keep seeing that semi-truck parked down there in that gap over by Gurdon's. I want to fucking pop that again, dude.
Well, speaking of Gardens, right across the street from it, the new location for the Corden Skate Park, the fundraising seems to be going phenomenal.
Fuck yeah, dude. Speaking of that check we just fucking totally digressed from.
I bet we're up to probably 40,000 maybe.
Yeah.
Nah, that's probably a little bit.
I don't know, man.
It's hard to say because there's a lot of stuff coming in that I don't even know about. And I guess we'll break it here first. Was it the Corden Township? No, the
county. Harrison County.
Is potentially sponsoring the fingerboard section of the park for $75,000 plus. And when we do the check release for that, we're going to bring fingerboard parks, have a whole bunch of fingerboarders, a whole bunch of kids there having fun just to kind of prove to the community that it's going to be an asset to the skate park.
It's 70 fucking $5,000 plus.
$75,000 that the town is willing to give towards a fingerboard skate park, which is, you know, obviously that's not going to be how much the fingerboard park costs. It all goes to the general skate park fund, but
yeah,
like the thought of it itself, it's just you know, it's pretty mind boggling that old people sitting in a town is like, hell, let's throw $75,000 at a fingerboard park. And they don't even know what it is. I tell you what, I get more people asking about the fingerboard park than the skate park. There's like, my friend or I or whoever used to do the tech decks all the time. It's like that's always what it goes to. And it's like, they still mess around with it. And I think so many people's excited for that because it's something different. It's fresh that nobody really sees in anywhere, really.
I know. And, you know, that's something anybody can do. Like, I think you showed me the guy originally, but there's like that set. He's at least 70, and he's got – his girl watches him and gets in on the funness with him.
Oh, the old man?
He fingerboards as an older fella.
Nestor – .fb on Instagram.
That's
if you
want
to check him out. He's like 7 years old, and him and his wife go, and I guess he's retired, and he goes around and travels all over Europe and all over UK and fingerboards these spots and competitions and stuff. And you know, he's not the best, but like it's like his drive and attitude towards it's amazing.
Right.
That, like you wouldn't expect out of somebody that age.
Yeah.
Like hell of a retirement
for
him.
What do you consider like – What's the baseline to be like to be good at fingerboarding? Like what do you think the baseline? I mean, you know, obviously you could say like just doing it's being is good. No, but I mean like baseline tricks you should have?
It's like what in skateboarding is good to be considered good. Anybody could do, you know, kickflips. Anybody could do whatever. I think at a certain point, like, you know, like, you could be doing the same thing as somebody else down the line, and they have – it's all about how you present yourself, I think. You know, if you're making good edits, if you're making good
– podcasts.
Yeah, anything really. Like, you got to, like, present yourself in a way that certain people wants to see it or watch it, I guess.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily like – you know, like, I know this one guy. I'm not going to drop names, but he does a lot of Instagram clips where all he does is kickflips, but he edits them so well that, like, he's got, like, a shit ton of followers, and, like, he's, like, TikTok famous.
Damn.
And stuff like that. And just from doing, like, you know, small kickflips and stuff.
Wow.
So it's really, it's like, it's not a talent thing. I think a lot of times companies and, like, random things, I wouldn't say random things, but companies and, like, sponsorships, I guess. They're more looking for, like, what you can, like, bring to their aspect of it. Like, if they're going to float you some boards, like, are we going to get, like, 10 views off of you? Or are you going to get, like, 1,000 or 2,000? So, really, it's all about how much flair you got,
how much marketing value you are. That's sick, dude. Yeah, I was always kind of wondering that. You know, it's just a weird way to think about it. I mean, I guess, yeah, that'd be the best thing. But, I mean...
But it's good to be really good and have that, too, because then you're, like, on another level of phenomenal.
Totally different. Yeah.
Speaking of Boston, that's why I'm heading up there. Well,
there you go.
One day on the 22nd this month, there's a fingerboard. It's, I don't know if it's, like, a competition, but it's
a,
like,
fucking potluck.
Big, yeah, it's the, like, biggest American fingerboard event. And it's up in, well, it's actually called Jacunt.
What? Jacunt?
Jacunt?
Like German? Jacunt?
It's the outskirts of, it's like 45 minutes from Boston.
Say it again, DR.
Jacunt. But it's Dracula. This dude owns this company called Flatface. And it's kind of like, you know, you got like the Black River and then the Berlin Wood. It's like one of their companies. So it's like a branch of Black River.
Yeah.
And it's based out of like the Boston area. So he has, you remember that place up in Indianapolis, USAFPL?
Oh, yeah. Fuck
he's
yeah.
He's got like, I'd say probably like four times as many fingerboard parts.
What?
He's got this big warehouse and he only opens it up like twice a year for everybody to come up. You know, he might do like every other month or something for like a small thing, but he like opens up like once for this main event, which is called Rendezvous. That's what we're going to. And I'm going with my my fingerboard team, Kim's FB. But it's – what was I saying? Hold on, my phone went off and I lost complete concentration.
He's going to the Rendezvous with Kim's and the fingerboard team.
So, yeah, the Kim's team, I think there's about five of us going there. There's then we're all going street skating around Boston, hitting up some of those parks out there. And then there's an indoor park I think I want to go try to hit it. But I'm also going up there. Just my girl's going up there with me, so we're just going to try to make a – all in all about it. I'm going to try to do one day at that fingerboard thing and then maybe one day skating and then I say two or
couple
three
of romantic days.
I wouldn't say romantic, just like it's nice to get away.
Is there any, you got any specific shit you want to do in Boston?
Not necessarily. Well, the thing that we always talk about doing when we're up there and we never do because there's always a line out the ass, but we're going to wait at this time. It's going to the actual Cheers bar, which there's two of them. There's one, a filming location, which you can still eat at, and there's also a regular location, and we're gonna go to the filming location where they film most of the show.
Yeah,
you can go in there and order food, which is incredibly pricey. Like it's like really expensive,
like five star type shit.
It's like $25 for a cheeseburger and fries kind of deal for probably a mediocre cheeseburger at best, which I hate eating at places like that. But I guess you know it's
one and done.
Yeah. And I'm gonna try to do some photography up there, in Salem. I'm more excited about that than anything. We always try to go to Salem when we're in that area. Salem, Massachusetts, Halloween capital of the world.
Yeah. Let's get some trick-or-treating in this bitch. Hey, I got a trick for you.
What do you got?
I'm going to turn that trick. You're the trick. Oh, psych right there. You're done. Your butthole's open.
I'm thinking about going up to Salem for Halloween this year again, too.
That's sick. What's Halloween? October? Brother, 31st. I don't know if I'm going to be able to go to München and then fucking Salem. What we could...
We could fly into Salem or fly into Boston and then drive back.
Hold on a fucking minute.
I'm thinking.
Hold on a fucking minute. I'm thinking
flying over there, doing all that, and then flying into Boston, Halloween in Salem, Massachusetts, and then just drive back.
Dude, we have to document this shit. Like, we have to film this hard.
Dude.
In my opinion, this needs to be.
Here's the thing. We keep talking about this movie, and we're not saying that we haven't been doing it. Or have been trying to work towards it, but we've been so busy that it's just been so hard to actually focus enough time. So we're trying to do stuff like this as an excuse to do it, I guess.
Well, it's not even that. It's taking the time away to fucking to experience things that we genuinely do want to experience, but then capitalizing on the idea by filming and then finding avenues at these locations. And first of all, most people, when they see videos and shit, you know, they enjoy seeing stuff that isn't just right down the road.
Right.
You know, so.
Here's another thing when it comes to talking about filming for our video is like, if you work 6 days out of the week and you have a day off, you're not going to be so creatively like rambunctious to go out and film some amazing. Like if we go out and film, it's like we might be putting 40% into it versus like being in a good mindset to put out some quality material.
Yeah.
I know somebody that went down that road, not dropping names, but like they're more like wanting to revenge film stuff. And we've been invited to put work out with them, movies out with them. And that was one of the things that I'm kind of was against filming that movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, like, shit. I was like, hang on. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying it's hard to film something when you're not in the proper mindset to film something, even though you want to film that.
But we knew that shit was going to fall through. I mean, I honestly hope that he would have done something. Somebody would have done something. Mm-hmm. She would have. You don't know. You know what I'm talking about. But, it was about 95% for sure. It was falling through.
Right.
5% glimpse of hope. It doesn't matter. Fuck it. We're going to take this shit on ourselves. So.
But, dude, that would be great to do like a when this is over, I'm going to show you this dude. He's one of the dudes on the Kim's team. He went over and got married in like Iceland or something.
Hell yeah.
And he does videography and documents the whole thing. And I'm kind of thinking like using that as almost like a infrastructure basis on filming some of our stuff from here on out. Because he films it. But for the people listening, like, dude, we've been amping up our equipment, like you with your podcast studio and everything, which is like every time I come over here, it's looking better and better. But
thanks, dog.
I've been picking up more and more videography stuff, and I just picked up a couple like wireless microphones, which are in the trial basis right now, just seeing how they work out because we really haven't been doing too much with them. But
why don't we talk about the fundraising video that we are shooting with your technology, the stuff that you purchased, because you got this beautiful camera here, guys. Listen. Just like we've been talking about, we're so fucking busy constantly. We should have 3 or 4 shots around the room. But bear with us. Stick with us. Start with us. However, wherever you're coming
continue
in.
Continue with us.
Yeah, wherever you're finding us, honestly, wherever you're finding us, stay along for the ride because it's getting better and better. We're getting better and better. And finally, hopefully, people will get a glimpse of what we're really about. Because
one of the things I will say, we need to start sticking with a schedule.
Dude, you know,
there for
we've
a while
talked about
we were
talking.
We were wanting to do weekly podcasts, but I'm thinking maybe with our schedule, biweekly.
Yeah.
Biweekly would be really good. Even if we can biweekly film, if we can split this up into 2 parts or something, maybe that could be our weekly podcast. But definitely put stuff out more on a regular basis.
That's
versus
what
we've been doing.
That's what everybody wants. They want routines. The human is a routine. You know, 9 out of 10 humans are routines.
Another thing I'm thinking and maybe you guys can give us a little bit of feedback on this, but I personally can't sit through a long podcast. I know you are very avid on it, but like once I hit like that 25-30 minute mark, I'm putting on music. I just can't sit there and listen to people talk that long. So maybe we get some feedback from you guys on what kind of length you all want to hear or see. Hold on, what's it saying?
Okay. All right, cool.
It only records a half
cool. Minute. Here, let me pause it.
You'll continue to hear the audio, but the video might have cut out because my camera's only supporting, which is a stupid function if you ask me, but it only does a half an hour. Maybe I can get in the settings and change
gotta
it.
Be.
But,
gotta be.
It records for a half an hour and then shuts off. Not shuts off, but stops recording.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's got to be something I can tinker with on there. But, let us know how long, what a good length for a podcast or whatever you want to see is because we're taking everything into consideration.
Yeah, we're trying to pound this shit and get it in the right direction. It sucks because we're kind of like being mature about it.
For the first time ever in anything that we've ever did.
You know, it kind of sucks. It really kind of does suck to take a mature angle on it. And you know, though, some of the people who have made it big and whether I'm not ever going to say anybody's more deserving or whatever of all that stuff, but some of the people who's done well. You know, and are just, you know, they're slouches, but they have that team behind them or they have somebody behind them doing the stuff on the regular, making sure it happens. Mm-hmm. And we are our own team. And I like it better that way. but it's not as quite as motivating.
Right.
It's hard to stay that right motivation, hard to keep that schedule, there's money, just like work. Yeah. Unless there's money dangled in front of your face that you know you got to go grab, you're not going to put in the work in most cases. And that's my problem with a lot of things. And I have this kind of like saying that I try to live by, and it's like, okay, so you're going to go put in 8 hours for somebody else's job and somebody else's work. What are you gonna do in the overtime, aka the time that you're off? All the money's made in overtime. Now, I'm not talking about overtime at work, I'm talking about overtime in your life. You do 8 hours a day, and what, you're gonna come home and just do nothing? You're just gonna fucking come home and mope around, relax and all that shit? No, you gotta come in and put in fucking work for longevity or to get where you wanna be. You can't just stop when the clock stops. You gotta keep moving your fucking feet and get to your destination, so be wherever you end up.
You know, going off of what you're saying there, a lot of people, they're like, you got people like you were saying that don't put out maybe like quality stuff or whatever, there's a fine way for me to say this without like offending some people out there, but yeah, I'm just going to skip. We're not going to talk about this on the podcast.
Why? Is it bad?
Yeah, it's bad. It's just kind of like a basis off of what people.
You got an example?
Let's see. Example.
We can bleep it. If you have an example, somebody, we can bleep this shit. If you can get the basic idea across, and maybe we can edit out the.
Yeah, I'm gonna save that. It's good, but I'm gonna save it. Just write down.
Yeah, go ahead. Say it all.
No. I'm saying I'm gonna say it off a podcast.
Oh, okay, off podcast. Yeah. Okay.
But you know, I guess to a small amount on there, like people get to a point and they're either scared to run with their ideas or they're scared to put the money out to. I'm trying to think of a good example of base, like what I'm kind of, like, who's that rapper from Louisville that he's mediocre. He's not that good, but
Jack
his parents
Harlow?
Had, yeah, his parents had
Jack
a lot
Harlow?
Of money.
Yeah.
And you know, like when you have money flown at you, it's easier to get what you need versus fighting for it. And I'm thinking like, you know, with our, like we could have been so big by now, but we didn't have production behind us. We didn't have the money to throw towards most of the stunts that we wanted to do. Like our ideas were so good and better than 90% of the people's out there, but we were hindered with our abilities to do it. Not our abilities in what we could film or our mentality on it, because we've always been pushing for it, but we've been hindered on with, you know, like the restrictions of life when it comes down to it.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And I think we're at a very good stepping point where, you know, we're getting our shit together a little bit when it comes to the podcast, and you're spending a little bit of money on equipment.
Yeah.
You know, do you think it's like a, I wouldn't say it's a maturity thing, but like we're at that point in life to where we realize what we have to do to accomplish what we need to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's exactly what it is. First of all,
we party through our 20s, and then maybe we're taking our 30s a little bit more seriously.
Yeah. But I think that's kind of, I've always considered myself late bloomer. Mm-hmm. I always, dude. Like, and I'm not saying it like whether you're talking about like puberty and shit. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's not what I mean. I'm talking about literally. I'm a late bloomer, but you know, or we are. It could go. We're like the fucking flowers that they take a little bit longer to get to their fucking mature level. Not maturity,
right.
But they to mature and grow.
Do you remember
but
watching,
they last a lot, like sunflowers, they come back every year and they're hard to fucking kill or something like that.
I just hope we're not that flower of Dennis the Menace. You remember that flower that blooms? It's like it takes like 30 years and it blooms once and then it's dead.
Oh,
so I hope
fuck.
It we're like not a one hit wonder when it comes
fuck.
To something like that.
Oh.
But here, another thing, people, they're always asking us like, how come y'all don't put out the stuff you used to or like the crazy shit? In our defense, if anybody's listening that might have been thinking that, is we've been really focused. And going back even further, it's not like we haven't been doing stuff, because we've been avidly like fighting for this and doing stuff for the skateboard project. So our tilt has been shifted a little bit.
Yeah.
We've been working with the town, the Chamber of Commerce, the, you know, the
Main
town
Street,
board,
yep.
Main Street Court.
Community, yep.
So
Foundation.
We've been very family friendly, to put it lightly. And we've been trying not to do stuff that's been, it's going to, you know, like we say fundraising or like, you know, people that's going to donate stuff towards the skate park. I don't want them to look at us and be like, here's what they're doing. Why should we donate money with anything that these guys are affiliated with right now?
Right.
So We're just
kind of. They act like we, you know, we don't want them to think that, like, we lick rabbit testicles or anything like that. Like, right, we definitely don't. Like, who would do
never
that?
Did anything like that.
I mean,
actually, that was a rabbit pussy, and nobody ever does something like that. Not us, not anybody. It's disgusting. No,
that's borderline bestiality, borderline from what I heard.
Plus two, at least.
Although, I think if you get the animal off, I don't think that it necessarily was a bad thing for the. It's not.
Wait, hold on. Did I see a TikTok or something of this?
What is that?
It was a TikTok. It was like, this guy comes up, you know, they interview people, and they're like, all right, I'll give you $100 if you can tell me something, a secret that your boyfriend don't even know.
Yeah.
You know? And this lady's like, man, my dog, she had this female dog, and she goes, like, I'm always getting off. And she goes, this female dog just doesn't have anybody. She goes, like, so I used the vibrator on it one night. And she goes, I don't know if it got off, but I'm pretty sure it had a good time. And the dude's just like, here's this $100.
All right, what would you do in that scenario? What do you do to if that's your girl? I mean, I'm dead serious. Think hard on that. What do you do if that's your girl and she got a dog off with a fucking vibrator? But you may or may not have ate a rabbit pussy out.
So here's the thing. I'm not saying that we do something like that, but if we did do something like that, my girl would know in a heartbeat. You know, that's bragger. I'll put a picture of that on my wall, a cartoon
or a
picture.
Video on YouTube or something.
Yeah. And definitely if there's a video on YouTube, there never has been, but a cop probably wouldn't come up to us and be like, guys, take that shit down right now.
No idea, man. That would be fucking strange. That'd be really, really not natural.
Well, here's the deal. Person A and person B accidentally ate the rabbit out. They thought they were licking a rabbit's nutsack and come to find out they're a half a centimeter deep in rabbit poon.
It feels a little disgusting. Yeah, it's a lot weirder when it goes, like we were talking, innie versus outie.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When you think it's an outie, but it ends up being an innie. I mean, it's very fucking spooky.
Listen, I'm not saying it got off, but I'm saying it probably had a good time.
I'm not saying it laid the biggest egg it's ever laid in his life after that, but I tell you the fuck what. The bunny came early that year.
Easter was all year round. What else was we going to talk about? Oh yeah, but we're not doing our stunts. We're just kind of
taking the back seat for
more,
a minute.
Family friendly until the skate park's built. And then let me tell you what is haywire. And this movie that we're going to release or put out, or if it's not a movie, a full length video or whatever it's going to be.
No.
It's not going to be. It's going to be what we want it to be. We're not holding bar on that. Just for clarification.
Yeah, we've got some fucking crazy stuff planned for this that even first of all, I'm 100% excited about all of it. And it's like, it's going to be nice that no hindering. I cannot wait to, and I'm thinking, dude, the way that we're going to produce it and make it a full on production, like a full on production in our, as far as we can throw it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think having that professionalism with so much unprofessionalism is going to be so fucking beautiful. That set up all the cameras, you know, literally like an action kind of style, or like a, all right, let's do a take, blah, blah, blah. And then just the stuff that we're going to put in front of that lens.
Speaking of putting in front of lens, I just got offered some money they didn't say for sure, but this random person just on Instagram hit me up trying to get me to be their U of L graduation photographer.
Oh, yeah. Weren't you telling me something about rugby?
The Louisville rugby. See, this is how we do. We branch out, like, say, with the podcasting or the video or whatever. Like, we get good at something, and then it unfolds into other fields, and, like, it's just natural for us. Like, you know, behind the mic, behind the video camera.
Yep.
In front of the mic, in front of the video camera. It's like, we're so well-based here that we can do it all. And I've been recently getting into photography and spending too much money on the equipment. Way too much money.
Nah, it's a good investment.
It is a good investment, but, you know, then again, it's kind of like, anyway,
but hang on, with doing photography and shit, you know, if you wanted to, and you should know this if you don't, if you wanted to, you can make back all that investment in just a few sessions if you just took the sessions, because I know you've already been offered a few sessions for photography.
I found out that, like, shooting a wedding, you could charge like $5,000 to $10,000 just for shooting video or pictures for a wedding.
100%. And if you need somebody to help you, dog,
right?
You have to have a helper.
Right.
I'm just saying, on big weddings and shit, I've seen people fork the money out for photographers. Yeah, and they're not that good photographers. They're photographers for wedding, but they're not stylesque. You know what I mean? They don't have that eye, and that's what's important. And these people got paid.
Here's this. So I met this lady at the park today, and she had this dog.
Mm-hmm.
And she came over, and me and my girl sitting there, and our dog and her dog was playing together. So I was shooting some photos, and she's like, I was like, maybe I should get into pet photography, just joke around. She goes like,
yeah.
You know, she goes like, she's looking at the picture. She's like, if you were to like shoot photos of me and my dog, she goes, I would pay you. You know, I already shot a couple, so it's no big deal. Not then, but like, so this is where's that? This is the girl and her dog right here. And then she was saying that, so I sent her those pictures because she wanted
to. Hell yeah.
And then she's like, she just messaged me back and she said, I'm actually graduating from U of L this May and have been looking for a photographer. I'm not sure if that's something you'd be interested in, but I would love to start taking some photos on campus if you're available in the next 2 weeks. If not, just let me know. I'd be happy to pay you. Just let me know.
Well, might as well. I mean, might as well. And, you know, that's such a good thing for your own physical, your own, like, mental go around with, with the open. You'll learn how to be so much more open with people by just shooting photos of them. That's the most raw you can get
right
with somebody without taking their clothes off, it seems like. You
dude,
know what I mean?
I follow this dude on Instagram and on YouTube, and he has a video camera or like a phone, I'm assuming, something that's hooked to his chest. And he goes up to random people on the street and he goes, hey, I'm a photographer, blah, 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 blah. Shoot photos of strangers. Can I shoot a photo of you? And he goes, here's some of my work. And he'll show them like videos of him walking up to strangers.
Yeah.
And then he'll introduce himself. And then they're always I'm sure there's a lot of no's, but whatever he posts up is always like, yeah. And then he shoots a couple photos and then he shows them to them and they're all like, oh my goodness, this is amazing. That's awesome. And then he posts the pictures at the end of the video.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about maybe starting doing something like that just to kind of like branch out and, you know, do something differently. Cause you know, photography has always been kind of like a hobby I've tinkered with, but you know, like if I get better at it and make a little bit of money on something that I'm enjoying doing, why the hell not?
I know, why wouldn't you? And that, but and that you can make up some of that money that we keep having to fucking get by working and make it doing something you like, and then traveling to see these people.
Speaking of traveling, so I'm talking to this dude. His name is Angelular.
Is this one of your Italian buddies?
He's from Rome, and he's a photographer out there. Apparently, he's a pretty famous photographer, and he started following me, and so he wants to meet up when I'm in Rome and shoot some photos. So he knows all these street spots.
Is he going
to
show you his Roman sausage?
Roman sausage!
Shout out, Deco.
I hope so.
Fuck, dude. Well, do you want to go on a serious note? What do you think of these fucking... Oh, man. The fucking... Dude, I went to work.
I'm like, all for it. I love me a good shooting. I love hearing about
God. Dude, when we...
As long as I'm not involved in
it. Or if you're not the shooter.
Right. I've thought...
Well, it depends. I mean, if you're trying to save some people.
Have you ever been so close to shooting somebody, like, you were like, maybe this is the time I'm just going to click that trigger and...
I have been ready on a defensive end, for sure. Dude, I... Listen... If somebody gives me the reason, and it's a good, you know, like somebody trying to rob you or trying to fucking rob your family and shit like that, motherfucker, he's going to be a pincushion. I'm going to tell you, he's going to take every one of them.
Just to clarify, I was totally joking around about...
Oh, I know.
Yeah, well, I know you know, but these people out here, I don't love a good shooting. You know, it's horrible. It's a shame to see stuff like that happen. Yeah, but... Yeah. We've been in situations before where people has pulled guns on us, and I'm really glad that we didn't have a gun. Like, we've been out street skating, and, like, cars would pull up, and we were in New Albany one time in this, like, very ghetto spot, and this car pulled up, and they pulled their sliding van door up in the back, and this dude hung out the back with a gun and was like, y'all better get out of here.
Yeah,
we didn't have our guns on us. Obviously, I don't know
gun
what
was
I
in the
do.
Car. Yeah. My gun was in the car.
And we were really far away from the car, but I don't know what I would do in that situation if I had my gun on me, because obviously I was thinking about, just like last night, so we get off work, and I go to Spinelli's with Greg and Jaron, and this Uber pulls up next to me at this red light, and this guy's like, hey, F you, you know, kept going on and on. And I look at him, I'm like, and I knew Greg and Jaron could hear me because they had their windows down. I was like, hey, you want to go? And I'm just messing around. He goes like, yeah, I want to go. I was like, brother, I was like, what do you think I got in this car? And I acted like I was reaching over for something. The guy's like, no. I could hear the Uber driver is like,
shit.
Or Lyft driver, whatever. He's like, shut up. So I'm leaning over, and they're like, go. And I look up, and I can see Jared and Greg just like looking back.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell's going on?
That's fucking nuts, dude. Oh, man. I'm
like, obviously, I wasn't serious or anything. But...
Well, there's a time I was with my dad. I was in the passenger seat, and I was plenty. I was 20-something. And this dude comes up, and he's driving like a piece of shit, like cutting us off and stuff. And I sat out of my dad's window. Dude, I was on fire. Mm-hmm. Sat out of my window, and I'm looking over. He's got these tinted windows, and we're going down the fucking highway, like right. 55 to 70, somewhere in that range, between right beside each other. I'm hanging out the window. I'm fucking flicking his, fuck you, bitch, and all that stuff. And you can see through his tinted windows, he's got a gun racked back, right. And he shows it. And I'm like, bitch, pull on over. Like, obviously, I'm going to be honest with you, really didn't want the guy to pull over because I didn't have a gun at this point. Right. So it was like, I'm bringing a fist to a gunfight. But
have you ever pulled a gun on somebody before?
No.
Not pull it, but have you ever had it used to show intimidation or to, like, nope. to handle the situation? Dude, I'm telling you what, it never is a have. Weird feeling.
Yep.
I've only had to do this once, and it was, man, I hate bringing names like this, but one of my brothers, we had me and Greg, it was his dog at first, but he had this pug, Otis.
Mm-hmm.
And so me and Greg paid him like $50 or whatever for, you know, like he was going through a hard time. He needed money, and we gave him the money for it. And this dog was in our possession for the longest time. So he decided he wanted to sell it. You know, this is a full blood pug. So he hit this dude up, and this dude drove from like Southern Kentucky or something like that.
Yeah.
And I was coming home from work. I think I've told you the story before.
I think so. Yeah.
So I'm coming home from work, and I get there, and this dude is in the car, got my dog in a cage in his back. Like putting in, and then he was going to, and Jeff was, or the other person, my other brother, right? So maybe look at the time, beep that out or whatever.
Yeah, we're in a, what the fuck does that say? 18? Yeah. All right, I got you.
So anyway, he's going in the house to get our other dog to bring it out because I guess the dude was going to buy one of our other dogs too. And I went up, and I'm pulling up. I was like, what's going on? I seen the dog in the cage. I'm like, hey, get my dog out. He said, no. He's like, it's mine. I'm like, the hell that is your dog? I was like, get him out. And he's like, no. And I'm like almost like blacking out. You know, like it's probably not the smartest move on my part. But I went in the house and grabbed my gun, and I came out there. And it wasn't like holding at him. I just walked out holding the gun. I'm like, dude, get that dog out of your vehicle right now.
Yeah.
And then he's like, whoa. And I'm like, and then my brother's coming out. I was like, you need to rectify the situation real quick. So the dude ended up getting the dog out, and I'm like, I don't know what y'all have to do, but he's not selling you this dog. This is my dog. And
so you're saying that your brother
resold the dog for more money after we already bought it. And here's the thing, because I knew he was in a bad spot. So when we paid him the money for this thing, I filmed it. I was like, this $50, what's it for? He goes like, it's for Otis. You know, like we made the video of it.
Hell yeah. And then, smart.
He's doing a lot better now. Actually, he's doing really good. He's not how he was, but right. Anyway, that's how that unfolded. I'm like, you got to rectify the situation, whatever, the money exchange or whatever, but you're not leaving here with any of these dogs.
Damn.
And he drove off, and we seen him drive back by, and I was like, just waiting, you know?
Yeah, hell yeah.
But I wasn't planning on shooting him or anything. That wasn't, you know, maybe I should have handled myself a little bit better in that situation, but I walked out holding that gun like, dude, this is serious.
You're not taking nothing, that. Dude. You fucking John Wick, bro. Right. What are you going to do for that dog, bro?
Maybe next time I'll just carry a pencil out.
That's crazy, dude. But anyways, yeah, so that fucking, apparently some white guy freaked out at the bank.
Oh, let's.
That's what I'm talking about.
Let's watch the video, see if we can find it.
All right. How are we going to, you want to find it on what? Yeah. You want to find it on your laptop? We're hooked up to the HDMA.
Let me see.
HDMA. So yeah, man, I'm going to work at the down in Louisville at the Yum Center, Yum Center setting up this show, and I'm getting there. I think it was at 8:30. It was either 8:30 or 9:30, and I was about a half hour early to my shift. And I get a notification on my phone right when I'm pulling into the garage.
What'd you say it was?
Notification.
Okay.
What do you think I said?
That's what I thought you said.
Well, how should I? Is that wrong?
I don't know. I always say notification. Notification.
Well, it does say not at the beginning, but so does note. So, anyways. Or wait, is note naughty?
It's very naughty.
Son of a bitch. So, I'm there 30 minutes, and I get a text, and you can't text me and say, well, don't go here, and don't. It said, don't go near the Slugger Museum down in Louisville. Public caution or whatever. Well, that's not what you text me. So I went down there and I checked it out, and it was crazy. They didn't have it blocked off as much as they ended up having it later. I guess it was still in its progressing moments, best way to describe it. And man, it was kind of a crazy scene. There was fucking choppers flying around, and it seemed kind of funny when I pulled up to the garage. So getting that and then going and checking it out. Apparently this guy.
Well, here's the police release?
Yeah, they did too. And I've seen this too. Okay. Yeah, well, let's watch it again though.
Hold on. Let me see the actual live stream one first.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I haven't seen that yet. That's I've been wanting to see that. You said you did.
Banker kills five coworkers.
Yeah, this guy apparently. I don't know if he. I know that he sent the text out because he was getting fired or he was fired. What have you? And he sent a text saying that he's going to go in this bank and kill all these people, kill all the basically everybody in the bank, as in the employees. And he worked there, or he was let go recently. So I guess he had access to the bank. And he decided, well, I'm going to go in there. I know when this meeting's taking place. And he went in there with like an AR-15 style weapon.
I'm going to just watch this one.
The exact moment.
So this is just a local video clip of it.
Huh. Man, the bank's boarded up in the background.
Let me just scoot forward here.
Here we go. Getting to the... Yeah, that got... The cop pulled up and he had to jam it in reverse because I guess it was getting kind of haywire.
Dude, what a nerdy looking guy.
I know, what a... That's a punk bitch.
That's like some Fortnite footage right there.
I'm telling you what. Fuck, man.
Wait, is this the footage of the guy that got shot in the head? They don't show... That's all they show? That's
well, it's on the news, you know? They're not going to show, like...
Hold on here.
They're not going to show, like, an actual conflict.
See, look. I think Reddit took it down, because if you type it in, it says... hold on. Live stream Reddit. I think that's what it was on. But... Report.
That's this guy's name.
The girl, one of the girls at the coffee shop I go to in Georgetown Village House, she said that she went to school with the dude's brother.
I'm going to probably delete his name because he's a fucking piece of garbage. So he doesn't need any kind of
recognition in our
yeah,
shit.
And not, you know, if one person heard his name, I mean, you can look it up, guys.
Dude, his Instagram stories was like, they don't listen. Maybe this will, you know, maybe.
Really?
Yeah. They showed all that on the news.
So he's the epitome of a shooter.
Yeah, yeah.
In
here,
the
let me see if I can find a Instagram stories. Let's try that. Like I've seen this personally. I've never seen the live feed.
Like as it was happening.
Right. Videos.
Huh. It's got to be somewhere. Somebody's got it saved.
Well, the news showed it because I was sitting at the Kentucky Center for
showed
the Arts.
Showed his. And,
Not the live stream. They showed his stories talking about it.
Oh, yeah. So did this guy have a... On the live stream that you ended up seeing, did he have
I never seen the live stream. My brother told me about it.
Oh,
he's seen it.
Okay. I was going to say, I wonder if it's an Instagram live, how was he holding the camera? Was it one hand, one hand? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he's doing the whole, like, tactical thing there. Like, you hold a flashlight with a gun.
Yeah. That's crazy.
What? Don't say his name, but did you write it down here?
Oh, yeah, it's good. Fucking. Yeah, that was a crazy thing to see. They said by the Slugger Museum. I'm like, why the hell is shit getting haywire? Or the field, the baseball field.
This is it here. That's not it. I don't think he was a medical doctor.
It's like, why the hell is it popping off over at the baseball field, man? Somebody crank a home run, fucking knock somebody out? Nah, it went a little haywire.
Fact check. Shows,
I tell you what, these active shooters, man. None of these motherfuckers can fight. I guarantee you that. Not a single one. Not a single one of these bitches can fight. I don't give a shit. None of these ones that used to have dicks or want to have dicks or are little white boys like this or fucking.
I don't think.
Don't matter what color you are.
Nope.
I wouldn't click that. Been down that road. Man, I think I fucked up. We had one of the very first, like, 90s.
look, watch this, okay?
Chatterbait?
So, it says, breaking news erupts. Oh, it's something different. Is this it? porn. Nope. Let's try it one more time.
Dude, it's a different one every time.
Yeah, this little
man, sucks. These con men are getting good. Wait, can you download?
No, I ain't downloading that. Anyway, breaking
Wait, keep
news.
Going down. Keep going down. Keep going all the way down. No. It's not that one on YouTube, right? Why the fuck is it a... that was definitely clickbait. Oh, my goodness.
Well, let's see. Breaking news has hit the internet as Instagram live video featuring blah, 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 blah gets leaked, unveiling the shocking reality of a Louisville shooting. Twitter and Reddit have been buzzing with updates, and you're about to be in the know. Stay tuned as we unveil this jaw-dropping story that's taken over the world by storm.
Fucking bum. That's crazy.
I'm sure it's going to be one of those things that they try to take it down as soon as it pops up.
Yeah. And, I mean, I can understand either way.
I'd really want to see it, but I kind of do.
Brother, I watched Three Guys, One Hammer a couple of different times. So
I was over there.
It's something you just can't look away, that kind of thing, you know? So fucking shocking. You're like, what? I tell you what's the fucking worst. The people that go in and shoot up, like, elementary schools. What kind of piece of trash are you?
Yeah, maybe this is it.
I think, guys, I don't care. I think anybody who goes in and takes young children's lives like that, I think if they aren't caught alive, and if they are caught alive, I think we need to bring back the public executions for people who are 100% at fault for things like that, you know, who have been proven guilty, 100% guilty. I think they need public executions.
Here's a picture of his body laying there.
Yeah, yeah. And have I think, I've seen, that's the body cam. And I think the families of the kids now, here's, you know, I can only imagine. I think they should have first dibs on what happens. I think it should.
Oh, here it is. This is part of his story. It has that scene from Star Wars that has Han Solo talking to his son, and it says, I know what I have to do, but I don't know if I have the strength to do it, and that's right before he kills his dad, Han Solo.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's one of the pictures he put up there. See here.
Was that Hitler on his thing? Go up. Right there.
No, that's a different story.
Oh, okay.
But look, here's his Instagram right here. It's there's a full-on picture of it.
His thing said, Beach vibes. Beach more vibes. Like bitch vibes.
No, there's a better picture of it here. Hold on.
You know, and these people that...
Is this him?
Like I said...
I am not taking that down. Accounts got taken down as I was viewing it. Can't see it anymore.
There's got to be a stronger repercussion than just, like, you know, unlimited prison. And I think there needs to be even a stronger repercussion for than the death penalty. I think it needs to be brutal for things like, you know, like this, or like I was saying, elementary or terroristic, where, you know, like I was just watching the documentary on the Boston Marathon bombers. Did you see that?
No, but that's been a while ago, hasn't it?
Yeah. You mentioned Boston. We're still cracking, dog. But the Boston Marathon bombers, dude, and that shit was crazy. You should watch it. It's nuts.
Was it on Netflix or something?
Yeah, okay. They just uploaded it on Netflix, and it's pretty wild. It's crazy how long two people can wreak havoc. Hey.
The dynamic duo.
Not like that. Look, we're the terror twins, but we're not the terrorist twins. Let's be real here. No, but these two dudes wreaked fucking havoc, dude. Somehow they kept escaping the police, and... It was crazy. And this dude hid in a boat. They shot the boat 120 times in somebody's yard. They shot this boat like 120 times.
It was like a canoe or something?
No, it was a big-ass boat. It was like a damn sea boat.
120 shots, you hit about every square inch of that.
Hey, man, it didn't kill him. It did not kill him.
He's like in a weird like pretzel position.
With the outline around his body? No, dude, they didn't kill him. But, you know, like I think it should be the repercussions for doing something and absolutely being obviously guilty need to be heinous. They need to be horrific. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think if I think the families of the people, the victims involved, deserve to have first dibs on what happens.
You got to think. I think other countries kind of do it right when it comes to like the brutality of the prisons and like, you know, even in America, someone can kill somebody and they go to prison and they're out in like 20 years or something.
Yeah.
Like if there was a little bit of malice to their, maybe not malice is the right word, but there's a little bit of like fear. It's kind of like, you know, like getting met with Batman on the streets of Gotham. Like,
yeah.
If you knew that you're going to go to prison and like the guards are able to like force like baseball bats on your asshole or something like that, you might be a little bit, it's like, they're not going to kill me, but let me tell you, they're going to rape me every 7 ways till Sunday in prison. I'm not going to do it.
I agree, dude. This shit needs to be, it's just, and even the death penalty don't even scare a lot of people.
A lot of people do that as an excuse to die.
Yeah.
You know, like, they're not going to kill themselves, so they're going to go out an example. There's probably a lot of people that get offended easily. I'm not trying to, you know.
It is, too.
Boast that bag worm. Bro. But, like, people are too
soft.
Emotionally soft anymore.
Fucking godly.
By everything. I've always said it's like how you see vegetarians, that they want everybody to know that they're vegetarian.
Yeah, and
it's,
dude.
It's like, if you eat meat, you're going to hell. It's like,
or they recycle.
Right, yeah. It's that mentality.
Check it out, guys. Gary and I are about to get seriously deep in thought. Maybe being woke about being woke. But we're not going to start that can of worms today. You'll have to catch it next week. Auf Wiedersehen.